Okay, we're picking up from the very top of Lamed Hey and Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored. Le'ule Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov and the Neshama Shen Avin Aliyah. We were discussing the question that Rav Chiya Bar Avin asked Rava. He asked Rava if a person says Ki Kari Alecha, my loaf is usher to you, and then he wants to give it that very same loaf to that person as a gift. What's the halacha? The fact that he's giving it over to as a gift transfer the ownership, and therefore mivatel the neder, mivatel the iser of the neder, or not? So Rava was of the shita that a person subject to the neder may not eat the loaf even after receiving it as a gift. To which the Gemara asks the kasha on that shita right now. Esivei. Again, top of Lamed Hamid Aleph, Esivei, we ask the Kasha and Rava from the Breisa. Amar lo hashil eini parasecha. If a person says to another, lend me your cow. Amar lo, and the other person says back to him, konem parashani konelach nechase alecha im yeshi pala elazu. So he responds by making a neder in return. He says, konem, that this cow is I possess to you, or konem, my property on you, if I have another cow. Meaning, the Breisa is telling a case where Reuven asked Shimon to lend him something, and Shimon is showing him, he's like, I swear that this is the only cow which I have, and therefore I cannot lend it to you. And then to strengthen that point, he's saying that if, and not only to swear that, but if a konem, that this cow is going to be, is going to be on you, meaning I'm gonna say that konem, my property is on you, if I have anything except for this cow. That's how much I swear, like I'll make everything else with you, but I don't have this one cow. So again, strengthen what he's saying is really the emes. So says the Gemara, and similarly, we have another halacha, Yishaluni kardumecha, if a person asks from his friend to give me a tool, a spade, Amr lo, and he says to him, that spade, konem kardum sheishli, because this boat is going to have shani kandalach that I have, nechaser lai, all my property is going to be usher on you, if yeshli kardim lazeh, if I have only this one. Again, trying to strengthen his point that he only really has one. And what happened? He completely forgot. He has another one in his garage. When imtashi yeshli, he had another one lying around. And that case would trigger the konam. So what's the halacha with regards to this konam? Bechayav usher. During the lifetime of the madir, this object is going, all of this item, or if it was the previous understanding that even all of his items are going to be usher to the person he made it to the noder, to the person he made it on the neder about. However, if the guy dies or he gives it to somebody else, hareza mutter, then explicitly according to this braisa, you are permitted to benefit from it. So lechora, this is going to be a problem with the shita of Rava, since when the person said that things kikari, very similar to the lashon of Rava, right? In the case of this case is paraso, right? So he says imesh li para elazu, and he says kikari, and he says there's very similar to those cases. So then in that case, yet we say that the halacha is mutter once the person dies and moves on. So we see clearly that something which was originally usher is going to be removed when you remove the property. So this lechora is against the shita of Rava over here. That's what the Gemara is asking, that the Chora is a problem with the Shita of Rava. So the Braisa is going to be a problem. So the Gemara says that we have an answer. We're assuming that the Braisa we could give a Tyrus, because saying Amar Ravacha, Breder of Ika, Shenitna lo al yaday acher. The Braisa is speaking of a case where the item that we're talking about, the Konam, was given to him by another person. Since it was given to him, since the Madir gave the object to a third party, who then gave it to the person who subject to the Konem, Rava would agree that that would really be permitted. That we explain that would be permitted, lechora, even according to Rava, because of the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara Daf Mem says explicitly that if a person says Konem Beischa, that your house, with respect to me coming in it, and then a person died or sold it, then that person is going to be permitted to enter the house. However, if we say Komen, that this house should be usher for coming in, then we're assuming that Pashut, it should be a situation where it would permanently stay usher. So that was the question of the Lashonos. So going over here, then we're assuming, if again over here in this case, Rava would agree that it's be permitted because it clearly meant it was on him. That's what we're assuming right now. So that would be a case that it was clearly on the relationship vis-a-vis that person. Since he received it through a third party, it's going to be permissible. So says the Gemara, like that Gemara in Membav. So says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Daikanami. We could also understand this based on the Braisa. The Braisa seems to be Meduyak like this. Tiktani, Shinit Lalo. The Braisa tells us that it was given to him. Velo Ktani, it says Shinit Lalo was given to him, rather than Shinosna Lo. that it was. It didn't say shenasna. The madir gave it to him directly. Nitna means someone gave it to him. It was given to him. I don't know who was given to him, by a third party. That's all diuk. As opposed to shenasna, that specifically the madir gave it to him. That is a different point. So therefore, that we can imply that the Braisa's case is specifically was given through a third party, as we wanted to tie in a bit. Rav Acha bar Ravika explained the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes, Vayter bai minei Rava mirav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Yesh me'ila b'kanam masulo. Right? There's a halacha that someone who, when it comes to me'ila, we pointed out on the yesterday's daf, that somebody who accidentally is nene from Hektish, there's two ways to commit me'ila. One is I could actually use the item physically. If I just use the item for my own benefit, I have a chair. A person's back, there's a chair and he sits on it. That's going to be one way. Another way is to just transfer rishus. If you transfer rishus, even without being nene, you give it to your friend, you give it to someone else, that's also going to be the Isra Me'ila. So Rav has a question over here. When someone declares a konam on an object and then he's nene from it, are you over the Isra of Me'ila in addition to violating your neder? Do we assume that the term konam like is mamish like a korban, and therefore, in that case, you derive benefit from it, it's mamish like me'ila, in which case you'd have to bring a korban asham, just like you would if you accidentally were ne'ne from me'ila? Or do we assume it's not like a korban, since at the end of the day, it's not mamish, the hektesh, and therefore you would not need to bring an asham? Chorin point out, the Chaznish talks about this and others, that lech'ora, it's medik, the Ran only asked, that if you assume that it's like hektesh that you should bring a korban me'ila. The Ran doesn't assume that the penalty of a chomesh should also apply to benefiting from a konam. That was clear according to the Ran. He clearly omits it. So it seems to be pretty meduyuk that he would leave it out on purpose. It's a whole handle why that is, but that seems to be correct. The diuk in the shita of the Ran. So this says the Gemara now, Amar Lei. So Rav Nachman says back to Rava, Tinisua. So we learn an answer based on our Mishnah told us, Malkom Shnulei Aschar, in a place where the Metziah, going back to the Mishnah Lamed Gimel, where the person finding it takes compensation for returning the item that was lost. Tipol Hana LaHekdesh, the lacha is that the benefit should be given to Hekdesh when you take off time to retrieve it, and normally it's paid. So now, if you're not accepting the compensation we pointed out, then you can't. It would be considered nene from him. If you don't have to take out money, so you take out money and you give it to Hektesh. So the Gemara points out, Lemimer ki Hektesh lechora, that konamas are similar to Hektesh because you're giving it to Hektesh over here. Ma Hektesh yesh bo me'ila, just as Hektesh has the lachas of me'ila. Af konamas yesh bo me'ila, because as the Ran points out, if konamas were not really like Hektesh, the Tana wouldn't have given us. We have an example of what you're supposed to do when something's supposed to be taken away and make sure no one else benefits, not even yourself. We have the concept of yoli chanali amamelach, that you throw it inside the Yam HaMelech. So I think they were always wondering if that was just like the way that you just spoke, like you throw it away in the river. But I think they said that they actually found tons of coins at the bottom of the Yam HaMelech. So people are actually throwing them in the Yam HaMelech. In which case, if that's the case, by the way, if they actually were finding tons of coins, those are all going to be usher, because those are the examples of things you have to throw in that you're not allowed to use. So all of those things they fell, they lechora are totally usher to be taking out. I'm assuming that. I'm curious, actually, the post will discuss it. That's a side point anyway. But the Ran's pointing out that if the Mishnah would have used the classic term that we always say, which is tipol anol yam hamelach, that it should be thrown into yam hamelach, yotzi yam hamelach, as we always mention. So lechora, since we're saying that konamas is fundamentally different over here, since they have me'ilah kehektesh, that's why dafka, you should give it to the money to hektesh. That's what the Gemara is trying to tine right now. So the Gemara says that really, So that was the Taina, and the Gemara says, Katanaim, really, this is really Taka Machlokas Tanaim at this very point. Because the Braisa tells us, Konam Kikar Zusha Hektesh. If a person says, Konam, this loaf is Hektesh. So he says the loaf is going to be usher to everyone like Hektesh, which is therefore usher to everyone. Vachla, someone ate it. Beinu Vein Chabera, whether it was he or his friend, Ma'al. So the person who ate it is going to be Chayav Me'ila, because Konamas, according to this Shita in Tanaim, are going to be subject to halacha of me'ila. Lefichach yesh lapidyon. So therefore, the loaf is going to be able to be poded, just like hektesh. The halacha of hektesh is a person is allowed to be poded and add a fifth, and it's a fifth milagar, so it really comes up to a fourth. And then you would be able to remove that to whatever item I'm talking about, the chair, or the value of the chair, so you would be able to be poded it, and therefore the chair, it's worth $4, so you take off one extra dollar, you give $5, and now the chair is no longer hektesh, and that $5 you have to bring to as hektesh. So now, in our case, so the loaf is not going to be mamish hektesh, but rather konem, So we're assuming it's like Ekdesh, where therefore it can be redeemed with money, which the Achronim point out, Lachora, just like when it comes to Ekdesh, the money, then the Kedusha transfers onto the money, and then you have to bring that as Ekdesh. So if that's the case, this Konam should transfer onto the money, and then that money should also be Aser for the whoever the Madr made for now. So if it's for everybody, no one else should be allowed to use that money. That's Lachora, what comes out of that. That's what the Karanora and the Achronim point out. So the Gemara says, Kikarzu, so then that was the first, again, the first sheet in the Braisa clearly understood that there is Yesh Me'ila Bekonamos. Kikarzu alai lahekdesh. This loaf is a hekdesh to me. Fa'achlani, him or his friend ate it. Humal, he is committed Me'ila. Chavir lo mal. However, his friend is not committed Me'ila. Fikach ain't la pidyon. So therefore, there is an opinion. Since the loaf is not forbidden to everyone, it's not going to be like hekdesh. And therefore, since it's not like hekdesh, you're not allowed to have pidyon because only hekdesh has pidyon, not this case. So that's the sheet of Remeir, different Remeir. The Chachamim say that either way, the person is not committed Me'ila, Lefisha Ein Me'ila, Bekoinamas. Because there is no Me'ila. Very clearly, the Chachamim understand that Lach of Me'ilas don't apply to Konamas, regardless of whether the Konam is on an individual specifically or on everybody. It's going to say, we have a Lacha, there is no Me'ila. So that's how we have a Mashita, we give Machogas Tanayim, whether or not there is Yesh Me'ila, Bekoinamas or not. So the Ran, Paskins, that we should paskin like Rabbi Meir because that konamos are subject to meila. Since Rav Nachman proved to Rava that our Mishnah is the shita also that understands that there is meila, and therefore it's a stam Mishnah, and therefore the Ran says that when something is a general konam is going to be also be able to be poda, just like we said over here that should one follow the other. That's what the Ran's point. And Ran has another point that the lacha is that when meila is done by hektish, that object is going to be removed from its Kedusha and therefore permitted for everything. So the Ran is wondering, do we say the same thing by Konamos? If a person actually violated his Konam, would it then be Aser to then be able to use it for whatever purpose, just like Ekdesh? And that, the Ran does not answer that question. That last point, the Ran doesn't answer. Okay? So now the Gemara says, Amar Lei Rav Acha Breder Rav Avvil Rav Ashi. Kikari Alecha. If a person says, my loaf is Aser to you, but not Lama Nasan, he gave it as a person, as a present. So again, kikari, very similar to that before. Mimal, have you done me'ila? Someone who's done me'ila is getting, transferring over from one to the other. So when it comes to the case of the Gemara, it's like, right, I give you the chair, and I remove the chair from my position to you, that and it was hektish, that's going to be me'ila. So that is actually physically taking benefit. So here, the possible me'ila, when Reuven is giving it to Shimon, who is moder, so that act of lifting is going to be considered Me'ila the moment that the guy takes it. So here also, so the question is, who's going to be Chayav the Me'ila? Limot Nosin, is it to the giver who got it? Because he now finished the transaction. Once Reuven gave it to Shimon, was Aser, for he made it like a Konam, the moment Shimon takes it in his hand, Reuven should be going to be Chayav. But are you going to say it's on rather opposite? It's on the person who made the neder, everything is Aser to everybody else, but it's not Aser to him, so therefore, Lechora, the Madir should not be Chayav for giving it to the other person because that all, it's not Aser on him. It's only Aser to the other person. So that Lechora is the point of it. It's not Aser on him. So therefore, it can't be that he would be Chayav, Me'ila. So therefore, Limo Makabal, maybe the person should be, who took it, he accepted it, he should be Chayav the Me'ila. Yachal, the Amar, Heterabasi. He could claim back. He says, what do you mean? I only wanted something mutter. Isur labasi. I don't want something which is usher. And therefore, had I known it was usher, I never would have wanted to be kona. And since I wouldn't have known kona, my kinyan was all mistake, since it had a whole mistaken premise. And therefore, that is not called a kinyan at all. The Rambam just asked the kasha, the lechora, every type of hektish, moving it from possession from a friend to another friend, is an example of me'ila. And we point out that is me'ila, but he'll always say, if I had known that it wasn't hektish, if it was hektish, I would have never been kona it. So why is our case different? Since it wasn't the person who got it, removed the loaf from the Madir's possession. Rather, it was the Madir himself who removed it, and the person just accepted it. That's all you did. In that case, since the whole Kinyan was a mistake, it turns out that he didn't do anything at all. As opposed to the other case, where someone is removing Hektish from the possession of the Beis Hamikdash, from the Hektish, he would be over Me'ila immediately, even though he wouldn't have done it had he known it, because he's the one who's actively removing it. So Taka could be enough Kamina. If Reuven is just transferring the Shimon, Shimon only takes the Hektish, should be Lechora, like this exact case, according to the Ran, which might not necessarily be a case of Me'ila. So anyway, so the Gemara says, that at this point, Eter Labati, the Ran has a very interesting point. By the Ran brings a Raya from this Gemara, that lechor is a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam tells us, if someone says, that Reuven says that you're not allowed to eat my loaf, and he's madir Shimon from eating his loaf. And now, what happens is, Reuven ends up feeding the loaf to Shimon. So the madir is the one who has violated the neder, and he's going to be chayav malkus. So says the Ran, if the Rambam was really right, why does our Gemara understand that we can't keep the possibility that the madir has committed be'ilah on a loaf that wasn't usher to him? Why do we assume that's a davar pashut that should be the case? According to the Rambam, that seems to work. So the Ran is very bothered by the Gemara, and therefore he rejects the Rambam. Okay, other Achron one teretz for the Rambam. That's a very nice raya from our Gemara over here. So the Gemara, again, go back to the Gemara, says Amar Le Ravashi, says back to Ravacha Breder Ravavia. So says the Gemara, Mikabel Mal Lechashiyotzi. The person who got the gift is going to be over Me'ila as soon as he uses the loaf. So when he takes the loaf. So Gemara says, Kol Motzi Maos Hekdesh Lechulin, anyone removes Hekdesh is going to be Kesavar Shechulinu Moel. It's going to be like that. Avzamol, so to hear, you're going to be Chayav Me'ila. Right? The Rashi is answering that even though neither party to the netter commits Me'ila through the just transferring the loaf, like you just pointed out, it is correct, but still, even though it's a mistaken kinyan, it is going to be over here, since you're moving it out from one, even with Hektesh, it's going to be Chayav Me'ila, since you actually derive benefit, and therefore, we're assuming that would be a problem over here. Okay, turning on to the next Talmud. We're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, that one who is usher to give benefit may separate a truma with his knowledge. The Gemara says, what does it mean, ledaito? Not today, we'll get to the Gemara stuff probably, but that we're going to discuss, what is ledaito? Umakrev alav, again, we're talking about Reuven, Aser, and Beneder, everything to Shimon, so we're assuming that, so then Shimon is still allowed to take off truma samaisas for Reuven. Umakrev alav, kinezavim, mezavos, kineyoldos, he also, if he's a Kohen, so if Reuven, is a Kohen, he's going to be mutter to Makriv, because then Reuven is mother everything to Shimon, from be Makriv all and not to Shimon. So Reuven is the Kohen, so he is allowed to be Makriv the Korban for Shimon. So that's the halacha. If he brings the offerings of a Zav and a Zavos are people who are Tame, they have a different discharge. For a woman, it's just having blood outside of her period. For a man, it's having this different type of thing coming out of his private area. So that's going to be a Zav. And the halacha is, you have to bring two birds, as one is a Chadas, one is a Ola. So during this time, you're going to be a Mechusei Kapara. You're lacking until you don't bring your Korban, you're not allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Only afterwards, meaning obviously come to the Beis HaMikdash, but to eat Kachim rather. You're not allowed to eat Kachim, and certain areas of the Beis HaMikdash can't come to either, Mechusei Kapara, but you are allowed to eat it once you bring the Korbanos. So our Mishnah is telling us that the Kohen, is here in the case of the Madir, who said that Shimon can't be Nene from him, he's allowed to bring these Korbanos for Shimon, because even though he's going to be allowing him to eat kachim, we don't assume that that's a real full-fledged benefit and it's going to be mutter. So that's the point over here. And also for Yoledis, also there's a lacha that Yoledis also is considered mechusei kapara. Since you're allowing them to eat kachim, that's not considered part of the Isser over here. Chatos v'asamos also, as opposed to as a chatos and asham also, those are two karbonis you're allowed to be makar for him. And malamdo midrash halachas v'agadais, you can teach him midrash over here, according to the Rishonim, is sifri, the expositions of Torah Shav Bichsav, halachos refer to halachos of Moshe Sinai, and agados, right? Agados are the different things. We have agada, right? Different things that we explain psukim. So that is going to be mutter for him to teach him these things, because we assume the Ran says mitzvah lav lenas nitnu, and therefore the Torah is just a mitzvah. The benefit of that knowledge is not considered a physical benefit, which is therefore going to be mutter. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. And not only that, the Shita Mekavetz goes further. He says that Reuven is actually doing his own mitzvah, because Kol Yisrael are even less. He has to make sure every Yid knows Torah, and therefore he's doing his own mitzvah by doing it. It's not even considered any benefit whatsoever. And therefore, you're obviously not allowed to charge him, and that would be going to be the halacha over here. Fine. Aval melamedu. So avaloy minu mekri. You're not allowed to teach him psukim. We're going to discuss why that is. You're allowed to teach his children. You are allowed to teach his children psukim. You're allowed to teach his children psukim, because that's not a direct benefit to himself, to Shimon. Meaning, you're allowed to teach Shimon's kids, but not Shimon. And therefore, it'd be mutter. There is a very, very important point from our Mishnah. It's actually subject to debate. Is we are teaching? Wait, bana v'es benoisav mikra. You're teaching both the male children and the female children chumash. We know the famous Gemara in Sota, which teaches us a person who teaches his Torah, his daughter, Torah Shebaal Peh, is Kilim Lamda Tiflus. Gemara is not so happy with it, and that was something which is problematic. However, when it comes to Torah Shebichsav, the Rambam tells us that it's permitted to teach Torah Shebichsav to your children. So where does he get that from? So the Chavetz Chaim says he gets this from here. That before the Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Agra explains that he got that this is the source for the Rambam's halacha that you're allowed to teach girls Tanakh, and you should teach girls Tanakh. Binosav Mikra, that's the girsa over here. Some don't even have that in the girsa of Binosav. Some don't have that girsa. But if you have it, then clearly that would be a raya for the Mishnah. You're allowed to teach your daughter's Torah. And this is famous that the Chavetz Chaim, right, the Chavetz Chaim discussed, and he famously was Matir Beis Yaakov, and that in their curriculum is the study of Tanakh because of this Shita of the Rambam. That's how he paskin, that would be permissible. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Ibaila, we asked a question. Hane kuna kahane shluchei didan havu. So are shluchei d'shmaya? Are the kahanim? Are they acting as our shluchim, just as like a shluchos shaladim kamosi? He's acting fully on my behalf. So he's fully acting, and he's like just every other halacha shluchos shaladim kamosi, right? The guy who's blowing the shofar for us, or the guy who's laying the megillah for us, just like every regular shluchos. Oh, shluchei d'shmaya. Are they going to be the shluchim of Hashem? So what does it mean if you shluchim of Hashem? Rav Chaskal Abramsky used to say when he said this sugya, it doesn't mean like the classic example that we just had, that I need to do something, so you do it for me. We don't say Kavayach Hashem needs to do something, so the Kohanim are doing it for him. Rather, that they're just fulfilling mitzvahs boro. They're fulfilling Hashem's will, just like an animal fulfills the will of its owner by doing whatever it needs to do. They're just fulfilling, they're just like the puppets, ki'ilu, to fulfill Hashem's will in this world for the purpose of being makir of the korbanos. So that's how we explain shlucha d'shmaya. So the Gemara points out that what's the difference if there's shlucha d'shmaya or shlucha didan? What's the halachic difference between the two? So says the Gemara, there is a big difference because lamudrana, in with regards to someone who is usher to derive benefit from a certain coin, yamar the shlucha didan avu. If you tell me that they're going to be the shluchim, that the shluchim are shluchim, so then hamahanilei that the coin is in fact benefiting the person who we made the neder against. And therefore, the person is going to be usher to actually do it. Even though it's a mitzvah, it's still going to be usher because he's acting as a shliach for him, and that would be usher. However, if you say that it's shlucha d'shmaya, sure, then it's going to be permitted because it's not acting as the person's shliach. And even though the Kohen's avoda in the Beis HaMikdash would allow the person to eat meat of kachim because he was a mechuser kapara, that's the only thing on the side that's not considered be'etzem problematic with the neder. So the Rishonim just point out that the Gemara and Yuma explicitly in Kedushin answers this question. The Gemara has the argument that is there anything that we're not able to do on our own, yet our shliach is stronger than we would be? That a shliach is going to be lechor just an extension. If the principle is that the guy himself cannot do that, is obviously his shliach cannot do it either. Since non kohanim are not able to do the avoda, so then our shlichim would be able to do it on our behalf and be stronger than us. Obviously not. They're not our shlichos then, and therefore they're the shliach of Shemayah, and they must be working kilu. They're just Hashem's puppets to help us be able to be makar of korbanos. Meaning, again, if we're not able to do something, then our shliach can't do it for us on a level. If we're halachically not able to do something, you can't have a shliach that makes you a higher level and be able to do that for you. So the Gemara's already knew that argument. They're shown to point out. So we already knew that, but we're just pointing out that there's another raya from our Mishnah, our Braisa, a different handle over here. But we're not rejecting that argument. They're shown to point that out, and we're not rejecting that argument. So says the Gemara again. So we have this question over here, and this is the Nafkamina. So the Gemara wants to answer it, a raya from our Mishnah as well. Tashma, our Mishnah seems to say, it's not Makir Lav Kinezovin. Yamar Shluchadidan, if you're going to tell me that they're acting on as our agents, our Shluchim, Kamehanilei, so that would be usher. How can it be Makir of the Karbanos? So lechora, the fact that makir of these karbanos of kanezavim, right, zavos, all these things, lechora, we can understand that the kohanim are in fact the shluchish of the shmaya. So the Gemara says that no, if anything, we can say faker, we can say mamash pum faker, the exact opposite. According to your reasoning, that our Mishnah is assuming that they're shluchei d'shmaya, litni makriv aleh karbanos, that the Mishnah should teach instead that he's allowed to makriv all types of karbanos. Why is the Mishnah singling out only the karbanos of mechuser kapara? Ela mechuser kapara shana, because mechuser kapara, those who are, again, the whole point of being makriv the zavim mezavos is that they should enable those people and the yoledus, those people cannot eat kachim at any time that you don't makriv their karbanos. Once you do that, they can eat kachim, korban pesach, different things they want to eat, they would be allowed to eat after they bring these karbanos. So why is it different? Everybody needs the explicit consent from the owner that he's being mark of these karbanos, except for mechusir kapara. Those who are this category that we just had that want to be eating kachim. Why? Shari adam maybe karban albana albanos afaktanim. A person is allowed to bring karbanos for his sons and his daughters who are below the age of our mitzvah. Bas mitzvah. Shemar zos teros zav. This is the law of the zav. Ben gadol ben kata. Whether that the zav was a child or the zav is a gadol, and therefore you can bring them without das, because a child doesn't have katan in lo das, and therefore we're understanding that if you don't need das, then you wouldn't need das for these korbanos be'etzem. And that, since the halacha is that since they're not able to give das, that would be the halacha across the board. So that's our understanding that since and what does that refer to back to up to us? Based on Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, the Gemara is arguing that since the Mishnah tells us only of karbanos of mechusar kapar, which don't require das of the bailim, that implies that the kohen who is only mutter to bring these karbanos because you don't have das, so then he's not acting as the shliach of the person because he doesn't even das for these karbanos. However, in regards to all our karbanos which do require complete das bailim, and therefore if you don't have das bailim, it's not a good karban. So then you would be acting more as the person's shaliach, the person who's letting you do it, his shaliach, in which case it should be asr. So says the Gemara, Elamata Rabbi Yochanan, but according to this, if that's the case, what we're saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we're teaching this halacha, that even a katan, so the Gemara says, Zos taras yoledes. All you can say is, Zos taras yoledes include a woman who's below the age of bas mitzvah. Bang tana bang dola, is that really true? Katana bas lady, can a person who's below the age of bas mitzvah, below the age of 12, be able to give birth? The Atana Rabbeba Kameder of Nachman, Rabbeba said before of Nachman, Sholosh Nashim Mishamos Bemoch. Three women have to have relations with this type of cloth. The cloth that, right, would prevent the person's zera from getting in when they're having relations to prevent them from having a child. So these things are going to be, they should, according to the Ran, not just actually recommended, but the lashon of the Ran was actually chayavos, that they have a chiyav, chayavos l'shamash b'moch, because it's sakana. So who are they? Ketana, muberes, and menika. A ketana, a muberes, and a menika, a minor, below the age of bas mitzvah, a pregnant woman, and a nursing woman. All of those people should be mishamesh as b'moch in order that they should not get impregnated again. A ketana, that's all a question about a pregnant woman, and matzias, that's all shayla, how you deal with that. But that's what the Gemara says. A ketana is a below the age of bas mitzvah, shema tis aber v'tamos. Maybe that she's going to become pregnant, and then she's going to die. See that a ketana is not able to survive pregnancies. That how can they have a limud teaching us that the person should bring karbanos for his daughter who's below the age of bas mitzvah if she's not physically able to be having a child? So the Gemara says why would this include this? The Gemara says, Ahi, zos taras ayaledes bin pikachas bin shota. So the Gemara defends Rabbi Yochanan, but the Gemara says, because this pasuk about the woman who has given birth is teaching us that these must be brought regardless of whether she was a normal woman or even a shota, who doesn't really have das either, right? She's a person who's mentally not there. So then, the halacha is that you bring that korban for her as well. Shekin adam mevi korban alishto shota, for Ben is allowed to bring a korban for his woman as a shota. Kedivei Rabbi Yehuda, as the shita Rabbi Yehuda taught us, the son of Rabbi Yehuda omer, adam mevi korban ashir al ishto. A person is allowed to bring a korban asher on behalf of his wife. There's various different obligations of a type of korban depending on the person's status of wealth. So a poor person brings a lower status, right? Medium and then high level. So in this halacha over here, we're telling us that a person brings the highest level for his wife who is rich, v'chor korbanos shaveves, as long as she was obligated to bring those korbanos. So if she's level, for example, the husband again, if she was chayav azava, and if she's on that level, she's rich, she'd have to bring those korbanos. So then the Gemara says, Shekin Kosovla, because that's in the document of the Ksuba, Va'achrayos te'izklech alai, the obligations that you have upon me, min kadamas dana. For even those before this time, that was the customary thing to be adding in the Ksuba, that if there was any korbanos that the wife had was obligated to bring even before they got married, he was accepting upon himself to pay for that. So since he has a chiyav to pay based on the Ksuba, so he has to pay her for her korbanos. It is determined by his wealth and not by her, because he is the ikar point person paying over here, and you pay by his wealth and not by hers. So that's what we're bringing a raya from over here, that he would just according. So then we see from here, though, that even though a person doesn't explicitly refer to korbanos, Rabbi Yehuda is an understanding that this refers to the korbanos as well, and that would be that we see that the person can bring that even in a state where you don't fully have her das when she's a shota, like Rabbi Yochanan wanted to taina. Just an interesting aura when it comes to, we just pointed out that a woman is having relations with this milk. There's a big shayla in the halachas, because the chora, if a person is doing hashchazah zera, as Pashas Gemara learns in Masechet Nida, it's a very, very chomer iser. In Kabbalah, it's really, really bad. But one of the worst affairs in the world, according to the Zohar. And that's a very chomer thing. So how is this allowed in this circumstance? So it's a very big shayla. Moshe deals with this also. Meaning, at the end of the day, it's an iser deraisa when we have sakanas nefashas. But here, so just let the couple not have relations. So how is it that we're allowing this over here? So if Moshe wants to taina, a very big chiddush, that since it's a mitzvah to have relations with one wife, and just because there's this external point that you're not allowed because there's a sakana over here if you have it in the wrong way, so therefore, if you, the only way is to do it with the cloth, then even though there would be some atara zera levatala, but that since it's for the purpose of relations with the wife, it's going to be permitted. And there's an extension of this halacha, whatever, different forms of birth control, nafkaminas as well, come out potentially this gemara that someone is a taina, the achiezer, which we don't reject, okay, but we don't have time now, we're out. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the lamed vav, meisir of shimim, mitzvah Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.